Hello, everybody. Next section, a tree of life for those who hold on to it. Torah's expressed as a Torah's chayim, a Torah of life, because its teachings are designed as a guide to live life by. And it talks about how important it is in Torah to have preventive medicine and rules for private and public hygiene. The Mechaber goes on a few-page history lesson, so to speak, talking about the Black Plague and between 1348 and 1349, how it killed 75 to 200 million people in Europe, Asia, and talk about the beginning of Christianity and Christianity's lack of respect for public hygiene. I think it's suggested, says outright, really to distinguish between the Jews that they broke off of. And I'm not going to go through the whole history. Suffice it to say, there are many people, it says, in Christianity who were praised for going their whole life without bath. That was somehow holiness in their eyes. And now we'll focus more on the Torah view. So it's a Torah view of hygiene. Now, contrast Christian teachings regarding hygiene with Jewish ones, which mending cleanliness is a prerequisite to living an elevated holy life. Here, our goal is to sanctify our body, to serve our neshama, to serve our soul, that they're connected, they're not separate entities. Thus, the maintenance of physical as well as moral health is the basis of proper Jewish life. And we can cite many examples of things that we probably know, but just now looking through a different light, that all these things that are Torah laws, that they actually do promote healthy life. Said, go through a few examples. In order to keep the camp of the Israelites clean, latrines were set up outside the camps in the desert, and men were provided spades to dig pits and bury the excrement. This is from Devarim. Said, lepers and others who might spread contagious diseases were quarantined outside the camp. As the Talmud declares, that no tannery, grave, or carcass may be placed near a dwelling. It goes further. Rules were laid down with an especially hygiene objective. The Talmud comments that one is required to regularly wash one's hands, feet, and face in honor of the Creator. Levites married Jewish women have to thoroughly wash with soap and water, hairs and nails before going to the mikvah. The sanity conditions related to burying the dead, how corpses had to be washed, and they're required to be buried quickly. Hand washing is required when leaving a cemetery. It's forbidden to recite prayers or blessing before an open pit or when there's a foul odor. Many men use the mikvah daily. During a period a population in Europe that could go their entire lifetime without washing their hands. The Jews were washing their hands many times throughout the day upon waking, before eating, after urination, defecation, upon soiling the hands, etc., upon putting our shoes on, cutting our nails, visiting cemetery. How important was bathing? The significance of frequent bathing is underscored by the requirement to have bathing facilities available to the public. The Gemara rules that it is forbidden for a scholar to reside in a city which does not have a public bath. Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.